This is an urgent message to all Canadians and those supporting the trucker protest in Ottawa, Canada. Make this go viral. Share it on every platform you can, on Facebook, Twitter, Signal, Telegram, WhatsApp, Gab, Getter, everywhere. You've seen what's happening in Ottawa. Canadians are known around the world to be among the most kind, most peace-loving people anywhere. And so you know when Canadians start rising up by the millions to oppose what their government is doing, something is horribly wrong. Canadians' breaking point came when Justin Trudeau effectively put tens of thousands of Canadian truckers out of work with needless vaccine mandates that do not serve the interests of Canadians on any level, especially those who supply Canadians with everything they need. In response, our truckers said they'd had enough, and they drove to Ottawa to peacefully tell our political tyrants and morons they'd had enough. In doing so, they struck a nerve with millions of other Canadians who have now joined them in solidarity against the vaccine mandates and restrictions the Canadian Prime Minister has instated. Consistent with the natural disposition of Canadians, their protest has been peaceful, non-violent, and family-friendly as a public gathering. Furthermore, the protest is comprised of vaccinated and unvaccinated Canadians alike. In fact, there are far more vaccinated people protesting than are unvaccinated ones. Instead of listening to their legitimate grievances, however, Justin Trudeau ran into hiding, first behind his kids, claiming that they had COVID, and then later declaring he had it too, and so wasn't able to address their concerns. What he didn't realize then, and seems not to realize now, is that as a double-jabbed and boosted leader who actually caught COVID, he completely invalidated his messaging about the efficacy of the vaccines to the Canadian people. In fact, by affirming a COVID-positive status, he proved what Canadians have known for a long time. The vaccines aren't working. You can still catch and spread COVID whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. And this effectively eliminates the distinction between vaccinated and unvaccinated people. And with that distinction erased, vaccinated and unvaccinated Canadians have now joined together to say enough. We now know there is no difference between us, and we are all in the same boat together. All Justin Trudeau has really wanted to do is use lies and divisive language to divide Canadians, to cause fissures and fractures between them, and to use hate and discord as a form of coercion for his globalist handler's agenda. And rather than listen to the eminently rational complaints of the millions of Canadians protesting, the Trudeau government responded instead by declaring what is the equivalent of martial law. It has begun to freeze protesters' bank accounts, threaten property seizures, arrest, prison, massive fines, the cancellation of insurance, and the permanent restriction of international travel, especially of truckers, and thus of forever restricting their ability to work. This heavy-handed response and a refusal to listen is the hallmark of a tyrannical leader who cannot rationally be deemed worthy of holding office any longer. The following message is therefore a call to all of the Canadian people who oppose this kind of tyranny in our esteemed democracy, and to the people of the world who stand in solidarity with us against it. Brave men and women have risked their livelihood, their futures, their families, and their own security by standing their ground in Ottawa. So here is what we need you to do to stand in solidarity with them on February 21st, 2022. Those representing the truckers and their families have requested that everyone who wants to stand with them choose not to go to work for a fixed period of time. Here is a specific call to truckers and all Canadians. First, if you are a trucker of any kind in Canada, on February 21st, 2022, if you want to stand in solidarity with those fighting for your freedom, stop hauling altogether. Not just for a week, but until the vaccine mandates are lifted, Justin Trudeau resigns and or the Liberal Party of Canada appoints a new leader, and the invocation of the Emergencies Act is revoked by the Canadian Parliament. Haul nothing. Park your rig and refuse to haul a single item until Trudeau and the mandates are gone. If you own a trucking company, encourage your employees and contract haulers to take the same stand and have them partner with their brothers and sisters in Ottawa. The government of Canada does not own the people of Canada. In fact, under Section 7 of our Constitution, Canadians have a right of liberty, which means all of us have the right to stay at home. To our American brothers and sisters in the trucking industry, we would ask this. If you want to stand with us here in Canada, refuse to haul anything into Canada until the mandates are removed, and encourage your fellow haulers to do the same. Well, we encourage people to come lawfully to Ottawa to make their voices heard. If you cannot come, you can still take your stand with those who are there. This is a peaceful protest that the Emergencies Act has absolutely no authority to override, unless, of course, the government conscripts you by fiat for slave labor. In fact, it is not rooted in violence or hate, but in complete passivity and actually in inactivity. Beyond this, there is this call to the rest of Canadians who support our brave truckers and their families, and that is this. It is absolutely unfair that brave Canadians stand alone and risk everything in Ottawa in freezing temperatures for everyone else. So every Canadian who stands against tyranny needs to stand shoulder to shoulder with them. They are the ones risking their homes, freedom, and livelihood, and it is completely unacceptable that Canadians cheering what they are doing reap the benefit of their courage without also sharing in their sacrifice. Therefore, we are asking that beginning February 21, 2022, no one go to work until the mandates are lifted and Justin Trudeau resigns or is removed as leader of the party by his party. Asking that Justin Trudeau be removed as leader of his party is not an attempt to overthrow the government, but a reasonable petition to members of parliament to use the lawful powers imbued to them by their office to remove someone from leadership who is clearly no longer serving the interests of Canadians. Therefore, make whatever arrangements you need to make for as long as you need to make them to stay at home from work. We recommend to everyone that they stock up on supplies and be prepared for protracted shortages of goods. We also ask that you forward this message to everyone in your network on every platform available to you, not only so that they can stand, but also so they can prepare. As well, we ask you to call your Member of Parliament and demand that they call their Liberal and Conservative and NDP counterparts in Parliament to ensure an end to the mandates and the revocation of the invocation of the Emergencies Act. If you're a Member of Parliament, a provincial legislator, or the Premier of a province, and you've received this message, it is also time for you to get a backbone. The Canadian people have watched you flip-flop on your position so many times, it is difficult to believe you have any integrity left, and we're sick of it. It's time to prove you have a measure of backbone remaining, so take a principled stand and admit that nothing you've attempted to implement to deal with COVID has worked. Masks haven't worked, distancing hasn't worked, quarantines haven't worked, and the vaccines aren't working. And you know it. In fact, the data shows that huge numbers of vaccinated people are now extremely sick, and they're rightly pissed off. Many of them feel completely duped and actually comprise a large number of the protest groups now amassing. So to reiterate the essence of this message, first, a huge thank you to the many truckers and their families in Ottawa who have risked their livelihoods, their time, their talent, and their treasure for the benefit of all Canadians. In solidarity and out of respect for their commitment to stand for Canadians, we therefore ask that beginning February 21, 2022, all Canadian truckers and American truckers hauling to Canada, you park your rigs. And to the rest of Canadians, stand with them by refusing to go to work until the mandates are lifted. The invocation of the Emergencies Act is revoked, and Justin Trudeau is no longer the leader of the Liberal Party of Canada. If you're seeing this video after February 21st, just join in. Share this on every platform available to you with as many people as you can, and buckle up.